Roll With Me Till the Sun Dips Low. Written by Bitter Cape and read by K-Burb. This is a DC Marvel crossover fic, rated mature, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Frank Castle / Natasha Romanoff / Jason Todd.
Say you like the wind blowing through your hair. Well, come on, roll with me till the sun goes down.
It's been 6 weeks since she's seen them. Her team doesn't know she's missing them, missing her pack. The team doesn't know what she is, apart from Clint, and she thinks Tony has his suspicions, but whatever else he might do, he'd never ever out someone like that. They don't know, and she intends to keep it that way. She trusts them as much as she trusts anyone aside from her boys, but she won't trust them with this. But as luck would have it, she is secretive by nature and always has plenty of irons and a wide variety of fires, so when she lets them know she'll be off on her own business for a few days, there are no raised eyebrows. There is a shadow of a smirk from Clint, but that's okay. Didn't know if you'd make it, Jason says, and pulls her into a hug, tight and warm. She melts into it, a little bit, inhaling his scent and enjoying the way all her ragged edges smooth out, just from having him near. I wouldn't miss it for any reason, she says, and it's true, but these things are not always within her control. Was worried we might have had to spring you from the raft, he says, as if it's no big deal to get someone out of a submerged prison in the middle of the ocean. Not that she doubts he'd manage it, probably has a plan already, the overachiever. The smile she tries to hide is ridiculously fond. He kisses the tip of her nose, brushes a few stray strands of hair behind her ear, and leads the way into an open space living room. It's bright and airy, and has what looks like a well-equipped kitchen, a table and chairs, and three squishy-looking couches placed in a half circle around a low coffee table. Most importantly, one of the couches holds Frank, fast asleep. He only got in a couple of hours ago, Jason says from the kitchen. He's just taking a nap to get over the lag. She leans over Frank, a dangerous thing to do for anyone but the two of them, and he nuzzles vaguely into her hand as she cups his cheek for a moment. He doesn't wake up. Jason is making sandwiches in the kitchen, comfortingly familiar with her preferences, making it just the way she likes it. They sit quietly at the table, just enjoying the closeness and the satisfaction humming through their pack bond, Frank a blurry presence in the background, running in his dreams. She wakes up between them the next morning, Frank with his back to her and facing the door, Jason with an arm slung over her waist, face buried into her neck. She doesn't want to wake them up, so she slithers down the bed, escaping via the foot end, and watches with fond amusement as Jason shuffles closer to Frank with some small grumbling sounds, Frank answering him with a vague hum, before they both settle in again. Frank is making gentle snuffling sounds, like he's following a trail, and Jason is as still as he normally is. He never remembers his dreams. She wraps herself up in Frank's shirt from yesterday and pads barefoot into the kitchen for an early morning spinach and pineapple smoothie, something she loves and rarely lets herself have, a relic of her old life, where showing preferences was to bear your vulnerable underbelly, and hiding is a habit she finds hard to shake. Apart from with them, with her boys, her mates, her pack, where she can be herself, fur and fangs, and a love for green smoothies included. By the time they're about ready to wake up, she comes back to bed. She deposits cups on the bedside table, having learned her lesson and not being one to need to learn it twice. And sure enough, she's not even halfway in before Frank grabs her around the waist and rolls over, pulling her in between them.
"Good morning," Frank says,
voice rusty with sleep, but his smile is a small, brilliant thing.
"Happy anniversary,"
she says, smiling back and stroking gentle fingers over the mating bites on his neck, skirting both sides of his scent gland.
"Why the fuck are we awake?"
Jason says, but his dimples are showing, undermining his show of grumpiness.
"To have a lazy morning together," Natasha says, untangling her hands from Frank so she can touch his bites as well,
one on either side of his neck, needing both hands to touch them at the same time.
"My favorite," he says, and yawns, and she laughs.
Morning anything has never been his favorite, but it is hers, and they all like to indulge each other.
"Speaking of favorites,"
Frank says, smile growing mischievous. And then he crawls under the covers and down, nuzzles his way down her stomach, slipping buttons out of their holes until it folds away to the sides, leaving her breasts bared for Jason to explore while Frank buries his face in her cunt. It feels too soon when she has to leave. It always does.
"You could stay,"
Frank says, not for the first time.
"We all belong together," Jason says, and he's not wrong.
"Soon," she says, and she hopes it's the truth. Hopes she can be done, clear her ledger, leave that part of her life behind. But before she can, there's politics and power plays, and a team splitting down the middle that she has to mend. The end.
When I'm far from home, the cold winds blow, stuck out somewhere, folks I don't know.